Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Texans 6-15 in the top five moment showdown since their existence. 6-15 and haven't beaten the NFC. We're going to continue that in just a second. But before we do, Pong Bowl 2019. Going to be a big party. Everyone's going to be out there drinking brew, broadcasting live for you, the listener, you, the loophole. On a Saturday, it's going to be a fun time, and you have an opportunity to participate and win $1,000 cash for first place, $500 for second, $250 for third, courtesy of our friends at Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks, eat, drink, scenic views. We're going to give away a spot out there in a second, but before I do, I just wanted to get a couple booze questions out there, and I wanted you and Figgy
booze
to
questions?
Answer these for me. Yes, just alcohol questions. I just want to get y'all's thoughts on what y'all think about these questions that I came up with before the show.
Okay.
Question numero uno. What are the benefits of a hotel bar? You've been to a lot of hotel bars. What is the benefit of drinking at the hotel bar instead of maybe catching an Uber and going to the bar down the street or going somewhere local? What are the benefits? Give me the pros of the hotel bar.
Meeting place. Early warm-ups, if you will. You know, early drinking before you start drinking. Kind of like the appetizer for the night. And late night. Like when you're done with dinner, but you don't want to go out, but you just go back to the hotel. So you can stumble on up to the room. There's three benefits. Now, I wouldn't ever like, hey, let's go to the Marriott bar, you know, as your night out. But there are benefits. It's your toe touches for drinking. You know what I mean? Have a couple pops on the way out. We've done it. You and I have done it. It's
also more expensive though, man.
It is. That's why it's just a couple toe touches. You know what I mean? Little jumping jacks. Also your meeting spot, which those two can be one. And then it's the, it's 11 o'clock. I don't know if I want to go anywhere else, but let's go back to the hotel bar.
See, this is just me being old school, and this is going to be me no matter what. If I'm doing that, I'm just gonna go to the corner store and pick me up something, and then just go see what's popping up there. Hotel bar, I get it sometimes, but the hotel bar, man, it's more expensive. What do you think of the hotel bar, Figgy?
I'm cool with it. I think it's a good spot to meet up with other people that you don't know in
right.
that city. So
right.
it's you ain't got to buy the most expensive thing. Get the cheapest thing ever, and then talk to the person on your left and right, and tell them you from out of town, and then that's when they be like, oh yeah. You got to go to this place and this place, and I think that's like a good startup
spot. Got that right there. By the way, you're speaking of the cheapest liquor. Just let you in on a little secret. Pinnacle Vodka is Grey Goose Vodka. You know that, right?
I've heard that. I don't know if I believe it because I've tried it.
Believe that. I'm telling you.
I've tried it.
Same thing, bro.
It doesn't taste like
just
Grey
Goose. Yeah, because it's all in your head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you, man. Pinnacle Vodka. If they ever have a well that's Pinnacle, you got to go with the Pinnacle Vodka. Question number two. We're trying to solve questions about booze. What happened to the house party? It doesn't feel like people appreciate the house party as much as they used to. That there's nothing better than a good house party. How come it doesn't seem like there's as many house parties these days? Is that just because I'm getting older and
no,
people ain't having them, or what?
I think you're onto something. We saw one. It was a graduation party in our neighborhood. Man, they backed up though. There was a car, you know, when they park cars on both sides of the street.
Yeah.
You have to like wait for the other person like a block down to come through. Dude, it like shut down Walden for a while because it was such a big house party. And it was an evening Sunday kind of party, which I guess still qualifies. I think it's just people don't want to drive. You know, you don't want to go eat and drink and then drive somewhere. I mean, that's smart. I mean, that's the way it should be.
Figgy?
I think a lot of kids still go to house parties and all that. They call them kickbacks now.
Mm-hmm.
But,
kickbacks.
Yeah, kickbacks. I don't like it, but.
Hell?
They call them kickbacks.
What's wrong with them?
Yeah, but I do think people like to have parties at like event centers, so they don't have to have a whole bunch of people in the house. And plus, they want to look more fancy because you can't really look that fancy in the house. So I think they rent these big old event spots.
Could be.
Question number three, we're talking about booze, and we're going to give away tickets to a spot to compete in Pong Bowl for $1,000 cash in just a sec. We're also going to continue the Texans showdown. Is it rude to turn down a shot?
Yes.
If someone buys a round of shots for the table, is it rude to turn
just
down
fake
a shot?
It. Just fake it like you're drinking it if you have to. But, yeah, a shot is first of all, they're more expensive. It's all for one. It's a toast. A shot is always some kind of toast. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's rude to turn down.
But what if someone ain't drinking and they're trying to force the shot on you? That's kind of rude, too.
If you're, like, literally not drinking anything, that I think it's fine. But if you're drinking and you say, no, I don't want to.
You got to knuckle up.
You got to knuckle it up.
What if it's a drink you don't drink? What if it's like dark liquor and
fake
you don't drink dark liquor?
Fake it. Just let it touch your lips and move on down the road.
Man, if you don't drink dark liquor and it touches your lips, it's that ain't.
Well, that's true.
You're still gonna be a little bit sick. Everyone has that. What's your one that you can't sip?
I'm not a dark liquor person.
I'm not a dark guy either. I can't drink SoCo because I used to drink it like bubble gum. I used to drink like so much SoCo, and now it just disgusts
me. We might be the
me.
Only show. I don't like dark liquor.
I don't either.
I don't like bourbon. That's something
bourbon
I can't
is the main one.
I'm not a dark
rum,
guy.
Rum. I can have rum like if I'm on a beach with some orange juice and ice. You know what I mean?
I love tequila. Absolutely.
I can drink tequila.
I love
for
tequila
a while.
As my. Well, I would have never guessed it, Lopez. that's a real shocker there.
All day long, Figgy.
Race car. Next booze question. Is a koozie necessary at a bar? There's a lot of people who whip out the koozie at the bar and stuff.
Or anywhere.
I always make fun of them. Is a koozie necessary at the bar?
I don't ever use a koozie unless it's a pool party and I don't want to break the glass. You know what I mean? Because you put a bottle in a koozie, it's a little less likely to break. I don't ever use koozies. And by the way, when you're putting your cold beer in a small brown paper sack, literally everyone knows it's a beer. No one puts a Diet Coke or a Coke Zero in a brown paper sack.
How pointless is the brown paper sack at the gas station?
I saw something.
Like, I get what you're trying to do, gas station person, and I guess there might be some sort of law there. But when you hand me, first of all, when these guys are going and getting these personal
like
beers
the
at the
like
gas
the
30
station, ounces or whatever they
you think
are.
You think the guy's getting the 20-ounce beer and saying, you know what? I can't wait to open this when I get home.
Yeah.
like they say they don't want you driving while you're drunk and stuff, but they're basically selling roadies there.
Yes.
Like they're selling. Like you think the guy
they're in a tub by the cash register.
The guy's sweating his ass off coming off the work site is all of a sudden going, you know, he's sweating his ass off. He looks sweaty. He looks tired. He's got the 2-for-3 Miller Lights or Michelob Ultras, whichever he chooses. He grabs those two beers, gets in his work truck.
Yep.
Do you really think that guy's sitting there going, man, I better drive faster because I got to get home and open these?
You know, I want to meet the cop.
And the paper bag.
I want to meet the cop that is driving down the road. Someone pulls next to him and they're drinking a can of something out of a small brown paper bag. And I want to meet the cop that goes, that might be a beer. Might be a beer, but it's in a bag, a small brown paper bag, so I just can't tell.
How did this start?
Who the hell
what is the
thinks
point?
That's not a beer?
What is the purpose? What does the brown paper bag do for
I've
anybody?
I've heard someone say, oh, well, it kind of insulates. It keeps it a little cool.
Insulates?
Bull crap. It's paper.
It's thin paper. It's thin paper. I don't understand where that started, but for some reason, it's always like a 40-ounce or something like that. Final booze question. What's the best poolside beer? I think it's Corona, no doubt. No questions asked, especially if you can get the Corona Light in the small cans. I think that's my poolside beer. And I love nothing more than drinking by the pool. If I'm just
that's a lot of fun.
If I'm sweating and I'm drinking by the pool, I'm in heaven. That's my thing. But what's the best poolside
Corona
beer?
Corona is number one, right? So let's think of something besides Corona. I like Sol. You know, the other Mexican beer, Sol.
Modelo goes in.
And Modelo's real good. I like Modelo a lot,
Miller
too.
Lite pints, too. The pints.
American beer.
Miller Lite pints. You're going to say Coors Light.
No. Well, I love Coors Light. Everybody knows that. But I'm saying the Michelob Ultra with lime.
Bro, it gives me a headache the next day. I love it coming down. But
really?
Most beer will not. Michelob Ultra Lime gives me a headache the next day. I love
never
it, though.
I've heard of that.
No, it's delicious.
It's good on a pool.
Maybe you shouldn't drink like 15 of them.
I don't think it's the beer giving you the headache.
The Miller Lite pints, the twist pints are my favorite poolside. Figgy, do you even know anything about poolside beer or anything? Like,
I'm not a beer person at all, but the beer I do like, I just got hip to it since I moved here, was Carbach.
Carbach?
Is I think lemon and ginger or something like that.
Okay. City Street or something like that. Carbach. Yeah, the blue and red can?
No, it's a yellow can.
Yellow can.
But it's
okay.
Like lemon and ginger or something like that. You know, it's pretty good.
Loophole's can help you on that. 713,
I'm not a big beer person.
572-4610. Speaking of pools, we told Figgy to ask his wife if she would take swimming lessons with him. It didn't go too well the first time, so he decided to run it back like the Rockets yesterday. Here's Figgy readdressing his wife about swim lessons.
Don't forget we got to get a swim lesson.
I'm not doing no motherfucking swimming, nothing. No, black folks don't swim. I'm not swimming. I'm too old for that to be flopping around. Talking about, you got it, Skipper, just keep going. No. Stop talking to me.
It's Wednesday.
I work. Oh, darn. Can't go. Sorry.
Oh, no, my fault. It's not Wednesday, it's Saturday.
I'm not going. Like, what the f***? I thought this was like, you know, we dropped this discussion after the last time. I'm not going. This sounds stupid. Oh, this adult. We're going to go take adult swim classes. There's no such thing as adult swim classes. You'll see those on Groupon.
I take it, Figgy, that she does not want to participate in the adult swim classes.
Nah, she don't. Nah.
People are saying lawnmowers are strong. Lawnmowers are strong anywhere. They're saying it's strong poolside. I think they're talking about Carbach lemon ginger is what they think you're talking about.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Okay, there you go, Figgy. So St. Arnold Summer Pills is a good poolside
beer.
That's
a good beer right there.
You guys are, you know, I got to tell all you loopholes, y'all throw out some, I throw out an alcohol suggestion out there. Y'all are lighting that up.
That's why we're going
to
win.
I ask you who the hell should call plays for the Texans, and y'all just have nothing to say to me. But I throw out a beer, and y'all got it. And that is why we're going to win. We're going to give you a spot on our Pong Bowl roster in 8 minutes. Before we do that, Racist Redneck, what up?
What's up, bro? How we doing, 40 Cent?
Ford, I'm doing fantastic. I'm doing
great.
I
know you've been doing a lot of fishing. You've been doing a lot of catching or wasting time?
Come on, man. I've been catching.
Okay, all right. I had to let you boys know. I'm going to open up a can of 55-gallon drum of whoop-ass on you boys. I'm going to be representing Mad Radio, and I'll see you boys.
Traitor!
Oh, wow.
Traitor.
Wow. That's classless right there.
A knife out of my back.
That's classless right there. Yeah. Well, let's put a bow on this Texans' top five memories, moments since they came into the league. They're 6-15 right now. Texans' top five moments to reset. Reset it real quick, J-Lo.
Yeah, Texans top five in history, obviously beating Indianapolis for the first time in 2015, beating the Cowboys in the inaugural game, Hopkins' Madden catch, Yates to Walter to get to the playoffs, and the Watt pick six in the playoffs.
And I also would have thrown in J.J.'s three defensive player of the years and drafting Watson, but that's neither here nor there because if we need to go to the bench, we will to get the Texans those W's. We're going to Minnesota now. Top five moments since the Texans came into existence.
Uh-oh.
Moment number one, drafting Adrian Peterson in 2007. Moment number two, Peterson rushes for 2,000 yards in 2012. Moment number three, Brett Favre signs with the Vikings, leads them to the NFC title game. Moment number four, Case Keenum to Stephon Diggs, the miracle against the New Orleans Saints that sent them to the NFC championship.
Keenum.
Moment number five, November 4th, 2007, Adrian Peterson rushes for 296 yards in one game. His rookie season, he breaks the single-game NFL rushing record. That's an L, right?
That is an L. Texans cannot match those five moments.
Texans fall to 6-16. Winnable matchup here, though, the Detroit Lions. Detroit, just a little background. Since the Texans came into existence, they've had nine straight losing seasons starting in 2002. Four total winning seasons, three playoff appearances, no playoff wins. Moment number one for the Detroit Lions. Drafting Megatron number two overall in 2007. This was after they whiffed on Charles Rogers and Roy Williams with high first-round picks. They had the Cahoonies to draft Megatron. It paid off. Moment number two, firing Matt Millen. This was a very, very popular thing in Detroit. Moment number three, Calvin Johnson's 122 catch, 1,964-yard receiving season. In 2012. Moment number four, drafting Matthew Stafford. Moment number five, ending the 11-year playout droughts in 2011, led by comeback player of the year, Matt Stafford.
It's closer than I thought it would be, but you got to give this to the Texans.
Yeah, Texans improved to 7-16.
How many people want to eat a W tonight? How many want to eat a W tonight? Yeah, boy, come in.
So far, they've only had
one win over the NFC. It was Detroit.
Well, and only their five greatest moments since they started in 02. Only seven teams have they topped.
Very true. Very, very true. NFC West, Seattle Seahawks. You're already putting that one down?
L.
Well, let's just do the exercise just for the heck of it. But Seattle Seahawks, moment number one, dominant 43-8 win over Denver in the Super Bowl after the 2013 season. Moment number two, maybe the best run in the history of the playoffs. Beastquake, 67-yard touchdown by Marshawn Lynch in the 2011 wild card game against the Saints. Moment number three, in 2012, Russell Wilson falls to them in the third round, 75th overall selection. Moment number four, Seahawks dominate Carolina 34-14 in the 2003 NFC Championship game to advance to the first conference championship in franchise history. Moment number five, the 2013 NFC Championship. Richard Sherman tips the ball up against Michael Crabtree, yep, then yells with Aaron Andrews.
Mm-hmm.
That's an L. 7-17. Arizona Cardinals, five best moments since the Texans became a franchise. Moment number one, drafting Larry Fitzgerald third overall in 2004. Moment number two, Larry Fitzgerald's 55-yard touchdown late in the Super Bowl at the end of the game to give the Cardinals the lead over the Steelers late. Moment number three, Kurt Warner to Larry Fitzgerald, flea flicker TD in the NFC Championship game. In that game, Larry Fitzgerald had 152 yards receiving. Moment number four, signing Kurt Warner. And moment number five, defeating Green Bay to advance to the NFC title game in 2015.
That's an L. I mean, look at what they've accomplished there.
7-18, the Houston Texans heading to San Francisco. 2011, Alex Smith leads San Francisco to the NFC Championship in Jim Harbaugh's first season. 2012, Colin Kaepernick replaces Alex Smith, leads the 49ers to the Super Bowl. 2013, another NFC title game appearance against Seattle. 2012, playoff game versus Green Bay. Colin Kaepernick throws an early pick six, but finishes with 263 yards passing and two touchdowns and 181 yards rushing and two touchdowns. Moment number five, Alex Smith finds Vernon Davis at the end of regulation to steal a 49ers 36-32 playoff victory over the New Orleans Saints in a playoff win over New Orleans. That's an L.
That's an L.
By the way, just looking back at this and this exercise, there was a lot of times where you raised the eyebrows and you said, what the hell is going on here?
Uh-huh.
Jim Harbaugh's NFL record as a coach?
Stupid.
Asinine.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Asinine.
Mm-hmm.
Like 43-9 or something like that.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Los Angeles Rams, let's wrap it up against the NFC West. Then we'll give you a chance to go to Pong Bowl. We'll finish off with the NFC East when we go around the NFL. All right, we might actually do that at the end of the show. But right now, your Texans are 7-19. Los Angeles Rams' best moment since the Texans came to existence. 2017, hiring Sean McVay at the age of 30, making him the youngest coach in the history of the NFL. Moment number two, Rams advanced to the Super Bowl in controversial fashion against the New Orleans Saints with a non-call pass interference last season. Moment number three, the best Monday night football game of all time. The Rams come out on top last season, 54-51 over the Chiefs in a game that had 1,001 yards of offense, 155 combined points, and 14 touchdowns. And then moment number four, 2004, Steven Jackson slides to the Rams. He becomes the all-time leading rusher later on. Moment number five, Jeff Fisher gets fired before the 2016 season.
You are taking another L. You're 7-20 against the league in terms of top five moments since you've come into the league.
7-20 with one win over the NFC. We'll wrap it up. We'll see how the Texans stack up against the Cowboys, who haven't had much success since 2002, as we already know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.